I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, here's hoping you're well and safe. Considering the spread of novel coronavirus and its consequences, we at HD Smartcast have compiled a list of our most popular episodes about the pandemic from January till today. These have been covered by some of HT Media's most renowned journalists. This is to give you an idea of the trajectory of the illness and how it has affected multiple sectors of our daily lives till date, so that you can make better informed decisions about your future. Welcome to our exclusive podcast, HT Media COVID-19 Audio Coverage.
Hello and welcome to a new edition of Q&A, our weekly podcast offering from the Hindustan Times. I'm Prashant Jha, the editor of Views of the newspaper. The outbreak of the coronavirus disease, or COVID-19, as it has come to be known, has shaken the very foundations of global order. People have lost their lives. Thousands, hundreds of thousands, in fact, are affected. India is not insulated either, with cases rising rapidly and casualties increasing. What is the country doing to battle this pandemic? Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave his first address to the nation on the coronavirus pandemic on Thursday night. In this edition of Q&A, I'd like to focus on his speech and ask a set of questions. What was the broad philosophical thrust of Prime Minister Modi's speech? What were his specific appeals? Will it be enough? And what is the economic impact and the government's plan to deal with the economic distress? So what was Prime Minister Modi's broad thrust in his speech? For one, he underlined the severity and the spread of the challenge. The Prime Minister mentioned that even in the First and the Second World War, as many countries had not got affected as they have because of the outbreak of the pandemic. I think this is an important point, and it shows that rarely in human history has the human condition been so united with a common set of experiences. You may be in Wuhan, you may be in Boston, you may be in Rome, you may be in Bengaluru, you may be in Seoul. All you're doing right now is finding ways to battle the coronavirus pandemic. The Prime Minister also underlined the need not to be complacent. He categorically and candidly said that science had not found a way to deal with the pandemic. He mentioned that vaccines had not yet been developed to insulate people from it. To think that you can go out, to think that you can go to the markets, to think that you can operate like you do in your normal everyday life and you will not get affected was foolish. You will. You may. And it's best to be safe. The fact that the Prime Minister used his political capital to send out this candid message that the world is facing a crisis and that there is no known solution for it was important. The Prime Minister focused on a set of specific messages. The first was social distancing. Stay at home, avoid going out, ensure that you can work from home, don't go to markets, don't go onto roads. Social distancing, he said, was effective and was necessary. Countries had seen a spike in cases, but those countries which had been able to manage the epidemic had practiced social isolation effectively. The Prime Minister also came up with an innovative idea. He called for what he said was a Janta curfew on Sunday. This would mean that people would stay at home from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday and would not go out at all. This would be voluntary, and he urged state governments and civil society organizations to help enforce this. The question, however, that many observers asked is whether this is going to be a one-off or whether the Prime Minister was preparing the grounds for the future. The answer lies in what the Prime Minister himself said. He said that this would be a symbol of our determination, but it would also be a test case to see whether India could prepare for additional challenges in the future. And therefore, I think Sunday may not just be a one-off. It could well be a template in case the community transmission phase of the coronavirus begins. The Prime Minister had specific appeals for vulnerable segments. This included the elderly. For people above 65, he focused on how they should completely stay at home. He told patients who had regular routine checkups to postpone these checkups, maybe call up relatives or family doctors for advice on the phone. He urged patients who had non-essential surgeries to postpone these surgeries by a month if possible. Will all these messages suffice? In his speech, it was clear that the Prime Minister was placing extraordinary onus on the responsibility of the citizen to battle the pandemic. What he did not talk about adequately was the responsibility of the government and the state. The government, to be fair, has taken steps. When the epidemic broke out in Wuhan, it brought Indian students back from Wuhan. When Europe became the center of the pandemic, it cancelled all flights from Europe. Now, it is announced that there would be no international flights coming into India from March 22nd. It has also tracked suspected cases in India. It has engaged in a process of contact tracing, checking who these cases may have come in touch with and put them in quarantine. But there are two major challenges. The first is of testing. India's testing is still very limited. The eligibility criteria for testing is limited to those who may have travelled to affected countries, those who may have come in touch with those travellers who went to affected countries, and health workers who have been working with COVID patients. All these three must have symptoms. What we now know about COVID is that many people who may not have symptoms may still be afflicted by the virus. India has also restricted testing largely and almost exclusively to government facilities. It has now considered the possibility of opening it up to 51 private labs. Global examples show, however, that aggressive testing is the way to go. South Korea did it, and after peaking, was able to flatten the curve of its cases because of this aggressive testing. India will need to ramp up testing because unless you test, you will not know whether you're infected. And unless you know that you are infected, you will not be able to step in and deal with it. The second challenge, which is related to this, is community transmission. Till now, the government of India claims that cases of those who have travelled abroad to affected countries and those who may have come in touch with them are the ones which have come to public limelight. This means that India is at stage two of the crisis. Stage three is what is called community transmission, where the infection spreads and where you cannot source it to the original person who may have passed it on to you. As the infection spreads to the community level, dealing with it will become very difficult. India's health infrastructure is already abysmal. Whether our hospitals, our healthcare staff has the ability to deal with community transmission is still an open question. Besides the global health impact and the public health impact in India, the COVID virus has had an impact on the economy. What is this impact on the economy? Markets have crashed across the world and in India. Trading arrangements have got hit. Supply chains have got broken. Consumer spending is down. Businesses have closed down or have scaled down operations. Daily wage workers are deeply hit. How will the government deal with this? The Prime Minister in his speech mentioned the constitution of a high-level task force led by the Finance Minister who would suggest measures. He also urged high-income earners as well as traders to treat their staff with humanity and sensitivity. If people could not come to work, don't cut their pay, he urged them. Do remember that they too have families to feed. They too have families to protect from the disease. These messages and policy announcements are important, but the government will have to do a lot more. Examples from across the world show that most governments, particularly in the West, are relying on a two-pronged approach. The first is a massive fiscal stimulus to pump in money into the economy. The second would be considering a universal basic income kind of scheme, which would entail direct cash handouts to the more needy segments of the population. India, too, will have to consider both a fiscal stimulus as well as a cash handout for the more vulnerable sections of the population. The world is facing an unprecedented situation. India is facing an unprecedented situation. The government has done well to underline the severity of the challenge. The government has done well to tell us that there is no easy solution. The government has also done well in telling citizens that they will have to play their part. But the government also has to play its part, be more proactive, test more, and be ready for a stage when community transmission may hit India. From public health to the economy, every sphere of Indian life will be affected. These are difficult times. Please join us for the next edition of Q&A next week. If you have questions that you would like us to answer, if there are issues that you are interested in, please do write to us at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Please follow us on all our social media handles. Stay safe, take precautions, be calm. All our best wishes from the Hindustan Times. We'll talk again next week.
This was an HD Smartcast original.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.